2 Radio. I'm your host, Jackie Campbell, and it's my absolute pleasure to interview each of our members so you can get to know them just that little bit better.
Now, when you own property and it's in large complexes, you always have strata rules, and certainly the businesses that I've played with before, when you're playing with real estate agents, one of the pains in my butt is strata managers, because they just will not play the game. They give you every excuse under the sun why it is not their problem, and it's just a nightmare. But it doesn't have to be that way. We have met the most fabulous strata manager. Luckily, she owns her own business, so she doesn't have to do things anybody else's way. We have Elna Wright from Quantum Strata Management Services, who is a strata manager. She can tell us everything about what a strata manager does and why my suffering can, if I bring her on board, end. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's lovely to be here.
Now, strata managers, other than being a pain in the neck of everybody who lives in a flat, what is a strata manager supposed to do?
All right, as strata managers, we are supposed to take care of the financial management, the legal compliance, the property maintenance, and the general day-to-day running of a residential or commercial strata property. We also have a very varied role. We have to be very efficient and proactive to ensure that the strata company we manage functions well, like a well-oiled machine. Managing a strata property sometimes requires a little bit of people management in the form of dispute resolution, when strata owners get a bit upset with each other, when the one dog barks a little bit too much and the other's TV is a little bit too loud. But that's part and parcel of strata management and a part of my job, which I actually enjoy doing. Solving problems and finding solutions to complex issues is what I do best.
I have never ever met a strata manager that does that. I know they're supposed to. Okay, so let me get this in a nutshell. You're supposed to manage and resolve things, keep everything sort of kind of on an even playing field, make sure that everybody's playing nice with each other, get involved when you need to, stay the hell away when you don't, and if something leaks, which is part of the building, it comes under your insurance. Is that how it goes?
Not necessarily under insurance, but yes, that's definitely part and parcel of the whole picture.
So why don't strata managers do this, if that's what you're supposed to do?
In the ideal world, I suppose, if you can choose how you do it, that would be how you do it. But unfortunately, within the industry, there are restrictions. When you happen to be a strata manager working for a strata management company and the company policy is not of such a nature, in other words, management style that company chooses is to be a distant manager, managing from high up above, not getting involved with their clients. That is unfortunately not always something the strata manager has any control over, and as such, they have to stick to the company policy where they work. But in an ideal world, which is what I try to create with my strata management company, is that that would change, because there are better ways of doing it. There are actually ways of keeping everyone happy, still sticking to the legal side of how you should be doing things, but to have that personal touch and that caring aspect put back into strata management.
I'd just like it if I met a strata manager who actually listens to what the problem was.
That's great for starters. And I would love to say that I actually do that, which if I listen to the feedback from my clients, I think I'm kind of getting it right. Yes.
Right. So if you're getting it right, I'm assuming that you're not brand new at this.
No, definitely not brand new in it. I have been doing strata for pretty much 10 years now, in Western Australia anyway. Started doing strata management in Kalgoorlie, of all places, yes.
Okay, so I've got to stop you there. How on earth does a lovely lady like you, which clearly doesn't come from Australia, with a lovely accent, end up in Kalgoorlie?
Well, that was actually our fire baptism coming to Australia. And obviously due to my husband's work arrangements. And so, yes, but it was a lovely start for us. Doing that in the bush is slightly different than doing it in the city, but still a very good way to start learning strata for how things are done in Western Australia.
So you got dragged halfway around the world and dumped in Kalgoorlie.
That's right.
Welcome to Australia. I'm a geologist by trade, and Kalgoorlie is obviously the mining central. Mecca. for as far as, you know, gold, and, you know, it's the place that you go if you have anything to do with gold. WA geologist for over 20 years, and I had never been to Kalgoorlie until a month ago.
Wow.
And I went there with my husband to actually do some health and safety work with one of his clients.
Wow.
But it's an amazing little place. I can see why. But there's not a lot of tall buildings in Kalgoorlie, so how do you have a strata management component to that?
Well, strata looks a little bit different in Kalgoorlie. Obviously, a lot of older, small, four-tier, six, eight-unit properties. There are some slightly newer ones. The most recent ones was built around 15 years ago. and those were obviously the ones that were a little bit more challenging. They had pools, gates, all those kind of things. Where your normal strata in Kalgoorlie was very straightforward. So an easy place to fall into and start learning exactly how to manage in Western Australia.
And they're all mining people. She'll be right. Bit of dust, bit of noise. Yes, yeah, not going to be a problem. So it's not just residential strata, is it? It's commercial strata as well. Is that?
Yes, there's actually a slight difference between commercial and residential. Due to the fact that you might have more than one budget running in your financials for the year. Then there is also in Perth, you find where you actually have your commercial shops at the bottom. So with mixed residential and commercial, you have your shops on the ground floor, and then you have your units on the second, third, fourth floor. And the newer complexes that gets built these days normally have pools, gyms, etc., car parks, which obviously makes it a little bit more involved. And the fact that you, more often than not, you have more than one budget running. You have a budget for commercial, you have a budget for residential, and then you have a combined one for common area. So it becomes a little bit more complex once you start looking at commercial, residential mixed. But yes, you still do get the plain residential and plain commercial straightforward buildings, which are run pretty much in the same way.
Okay. So that actually sounds really complex to manage as an individual. You're not legally required to have a strata management company on board, are you? But that sounds like a really sensible decision from a business owner's point of view. If I own a building, to bring someone like yourself on board, what's the advantages of having that versus me trying to manage everything myself?
Okay, well, first of all, it gives you the peace of mind knowing that someone professional is taking care of your property. Communication within the strata in general is easier and disputes are resolved a lot quicker. You also have the record keeping aspect of it, which then keeps up to date and is concise and comprehensive. And you have help whenever you need it, from dealing with noise issues to maintenance issues, avoiding the headache of having to hire an accountant to handle the strata financial accounts for you. And as strata managers, we also make sure that the scheme complies with the Strata Titles Act of WA and that all other requirements such as your fire safety regulations are also kept to. All maintenance works and tradespeople are also monitored and managed, which those are all pluses for having a strata manager on board.
Okay, so you keep the accounts too?
Yes, we do.
Okay. So I'm juggling a multitude of things here. Having you guys on board sounds like a sensible sort of kind of option. But it sounds like you replace some of the other things. But one thing that you said there which caught my eyes, or caught my ears rather, was that you can look at whether you're compliant and fire regulations. That sounds like something I need to do when I'm building.
It normally is a lot better to have your strata manager on board from day one. The reason is that your strata manager is then full bottle on all contractors that built or assisted with building the property and who installed certain equipment. So having a strata manager on board from day one is excellent, but as with most stratas, that doesn't always happen. The developers normally hold on to the properties and to the strata management until they've sold all the lots, and then they are happy to hand it over to formal strata management. Although your fire equipment testing, lifts, anything that needs constant ongoing maintenance is something that is never ending. It's going to be done on a regular basis. Your testing has to be done on a regular basis, inspections, etc., and repairs then obviously as there are components breaking and maintenance required.
Mm-hmm. So is this something you always wanted to do? I mean, how does someone get into strata management? Is it a real estate background? You decided you like to be bossy? How does it go?
Well, that's an interesting question. Actually, you're speaking to someone who has a formal music degree.
Of course you do. Well, you know why that's important? because strata management sounds like conducting an orchestra. So you can orchestrate everything and you can make it so and you can bring the string section in and you can send out the trumpets and it works beautifully. I can see the synergy there.
Spot on. Spot on. Yes. Now, look, it's not something that I've... Obviously, there's no formal training for strata managers. It's more... No, and there's actually no formal requirement, as is with real estate sales and rental management people. So in strata, we don't have anything in our act that currently governs strata managers, but this will be addressed in our new act, which is currently in front of Parliament to be passed. And I believe there will be stronger regulations set on those who are able to and legally allowed to manage strata properties.
That could explain why I have met so many numpty strata managers who just don't seem to understand the basics of... It's almost like giant project management, isn't it?
It's correct.
It really is. It's multiple component project management.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so we'll get back to that. Tell me about this music degree.
Well, yes, that obviously comes back from just after finishing school. I went on and I studied. Being 17-year-old as you are when you finish school.
Everybody wants to be a pop star.
Actually, I try in classical, believe it or not. But yes, I actually enjoy all genres of music. But I did obviously train classical. Ended up doing a bit of performance, doing an awful lot of choir conducting, etc. But yes, conducting choirs is fairly much the same thing as conducting strata owners.
So your music was, did you play or did you sing?
I did both. I actually trained classical singing opera, but I also play piano. I play anything with notes, basically.
Nice. Okay, so you've come out of school. Obviously, that's been a love of yours and moved into music. Did you work in that industry before you changed across?
Yes, I actually worked in that industry for many years, also having my own business, doing specifically music training and music vocal training. But yes, choir conducting was something that I did because I loved it and was passionate about it. I actually carried on with it a little bit while we were living in the Goldfields. I was director at the Repertory Club in Kalgoorlie, which you might have come across when you visited. Done some musical direction there for them. And yes, at the moment, it's obviously just something I do as a hobby. And because I'm passionate about it, I have too many hobbies, actually. I'm struggling to keep up with all the hobbies in between the work. But yes, no, I still will always have a love for music and will always do it in some way, shape or form, even if it's just for the love of it.
Brilliant. So taking those skills, that ability to coordinate, obviously, large people, different sections, all those, transferring them into strata management. That sounds like just such a point of difference for your business, that you've just got these almost soft skills to what can be a very regimented structure. And there's people involved, so you want to have those soft skills. Is that what makes you just a little bit different than all the other guys down the street?
Definitely. And I chose that direction for myself only because for me the people aspect is extremely important. I've seen how strata can be done without the people component. In other words, just down to business, ignoring the personal and the people factor behind it. But if you really think about strata, there are people living in those units. There are people owning those units. It's part of their life. It's very real to them. So apart from them wanting to have their financials managed properly, their property looked after maintenance-wise, they always also want a name and a face who they can connect with. If there's an issue, they want to be able to pick up a phone and say, "Hey, Eleanor, I really have a problem with my neighbor next door. The dog keeps on barking, but we get along so well. I really don't want to spoil the good relationship we have as neighbors. Can you please look at this for me?
Can I use you as a weapon?
Can I use you as a weapon?" And sure thing I can, because that is part and parcel of what I need to do. Luckily, the Strata Titles Act, as well as the bylaws of each of these individual properties, covers all those items. So you have the backup of the law, so you can actually address those issues without it becoming a personal thing. So in strata, that is one of the good things. You are always covered by the law. But if you also have the correct people skills and the ability to deal with people, you can also resolve those issues without it becoming a nasty thing and having an atmosphere that results from that.
I guess you can go and smack someone in the back of the head with legislation.
Oh, for sure.
Or you can have a conversation.
But I guess it's nice for sure. And I choose the latter, definitely.
But it is good to be able to have, if those discussions and your best of intentions don't resolve the issue, you can start softly quoting some, hey, this is what we're trying to resolve here, but this is sort of kind of the framework of it. You know, we are backed up by the fact that you do need to have fire alarms and your dog really, and we've got peaceful hours and et cetera, et cetera. I always end up in the struggle with strata managers because, of course, we work in indoor air quality, so water damage and that sort of kind of things for one of the businesses that I run. And we have these battle arguments about whether they do or don't have responsibility for a damage within an apartment. And obviously water damage, it's from the meter forward is your owner's problem, from the meter back is a strata issue. But it's like the middle of the wall becomes this magic transition zone. And I had a discussion just last week with a strata manager who stated that while they would pay for a percentage of the structural drying because the slab in the base of the walls were affected, they would not pay for the replacement of the smooth edge that holds the carpet down because that was not part of the building, nor would they even... It was just this, the layer of paint, owner's problem. Wall behind it, my problem. Yeah, it was this crazy fine detail. So having to manage that as an owner without someone with your experience on board, it does my head in dealing with them as a third party. As someone who owns a property trying to manage a building with multiple tenants, you'd just go insane. I think you're mad. Completely mad.
Believe it or not, I actually get that phrase quite frequently. But really, if you work systematically and you take the law and you take the person on the other side and you look at what the actual question is, what the actual issue is, because a lot of times it escalates to something a lot bigger. If you take it back to what the real problem was or the real issue, it's always resolvable, always. With the issue that you just brought up with who's responsible for what, there's actually a very clear line on those. All you need to do is interpret the strata plan correctly because the strata plan boundaries as set out by the surveyors who originally drawn up the plans is actually very clear on those, on where the boundaries lie. And I know that is a little bit of a bone of contention within strata as to where boundaries lie, but if you were trained correctly and you know how to interpret those plans with the bylaws that accompany them, it's really very straightforward. And then the biggest trick lies in how are you going to convey that information to the people involved, because it can go anyway. You know, you can really upset people by saying things like, which is really, it's black on white, it can't be any different, it can only be what it is. But it's how you convey the message, how you deal with the people, and that's where the people aspect comes in. How well is your people skills develop? Can you deal with people on such difficult issues without it becoming a huge thing where people get all upset and it escalates to something bigger? So that's what it boils down to for me, is the ability to deal with people and to interpret the black and white for them.
Right. So if someone listening needs a strata manager or is thinking of building strata and wants to get your advice on board, but not only do you understand the legislation, but you can conduct the people with ease and brilliance based on your previous career, and you can bring all those pieces together and just make it simple for us as owners or business owners or whatever. Or if you happen to be living in a complex where your strata manager is a pain in the butt, like several one of them I've met, and they're a complete numpty, you definitely would be a better investment. How do they get hold of you?
Well, there's many ways, obviously. Firstly, as we are busy with that, the District 32 website would be a fantastic place for them to find me. Also, on my website, which is www.quantumstrata.com.au, or they can flick me an email, which is really easy, quantumstrata@iinet.net.au, or they're very welcome to give me a call on 048-171-8872.
Brilliant. And just to reiterate, that's a .net, not a .com.
That's correct.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for your time. I feel enthused about the future of strata management, having been on the wrong end of it so many times. and the way that both you are conducting it with Quantum Strata, but also with the way the industry is going, I think that's going to be fabulous. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you to you as well.
Thanks for joining us on District 32 Radio. If you'd like to know more, please head across to our website, district32.com.au.